and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fun Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
I believe it is so cold in Arkansas that there is not a spot that you can get warm.
It's cold, and I've had this heater on in this room for about 30 minutes now.
It doesn't feel warm in my house, and our heat's on like 72.
Yeah.
And I'm like, golly. And man, if you have to walk by a door or a window.
I know.
And I'm weird about like our door, you know, going into your garage, we have like that screen glass door, and then we have another door, right? Like the big door. And if my wife doesn't close the big door, she gets in trouble.
Right. You get upset.
Because I'm like, hey, wait a minute. That little glass door isn't enough to keep our house warm. And she thinks I'm turning into that grandpa down the road.
Well.
Get off my lawn, grandpa.
Right, right.
Don't walk through my yard. Because, yeah, I might be like that sometimes, too. And I remember we had a neighbor. His name was Mario. It was Mario and Helen.
Oh.
They lived next door to us in Plano, Texas, right? And they had a manicured yard. And, man, if you cut through, like, a little inch of their yard, he was coming
outside. You're going to get in trouble. Yeah.
Because he was from New York, and he'd shake his fists. Get off of my yard. It's almost like you would see in the movies.
Yeah.
Get off of my yard, kids. I'm going to tell Helen. It was Mario and Helen. So,
wow.
I read this thing this morning that was talking about how morning people are happier overall than people who stay up late.
Great.
So I'm not really sure which one of those we fall into.
I don't know which one we are because I'm always up late, but I have to get up early. And once I'm here, I'm okay.
And they say that people who wake up, just because you wake up early doesn't mean that you're a morning person. That just means you're able to wake up.
Oh.
Like there's a difference between being a morning person and being happy in the morning and actually being... You know, mad that you're awake. They say it's bad news for people who stay up really late because they typically, people who stay up late, have a higher risk of depression and they might be schizophrenic.
Oh, perfect.
So what does it mean if we get 4 hours of sleep a night?
That's it's not good.
We're a mess, right?
Yes.
We're a complete mess. And that's who you're listening to.
Good morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So pretty good news. I was told yesterday that I had earned my way into heaven.
Well, tell me what's up.
I mean, I'm pretty much a good guy, right? So I was leaving the house and I realized I needed gas and I needed air in one tire. And nothing makes me more fired up than knowing I have to do that and it's going to be about 19 degrees.
Yeah, right.
So I get over there and I gas up my car. I'm putting air in a tire and I realize that a car pulls up kind of close and I'm kind of like, hey, now.
You're freaking out. Be honest.
I'll be done in just a second. You can give me some room. And I can just see out of my peripheral vision that somebody gets out of the vehicle. And I'm like, don't walk toward me. Don't walk toward me because I kind of lost them. And then I realized they were standing behind me.
Yeah, that feeling.
And I was like, oh, this is not good. And I kind of probably looked startled and I looked up and I realized it was a woman.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
A little bit older than me. And I was like, may I help you? And she said that she was headed back to Alabama and she needed some air in her tires. And evidently, she did not know how to do this. Remember, it's about 19 degrees.
Right.
I've been gassing up my car. I air up one tire, and then I have to go and help her air up her tire. But then I start to think, what if it's a setup? Like, what if I go to her car, and somebody jumps out and whacks me, and they take my debit card and my phone and my car and all that stuff? So I get over there, and I realize that she doesn't need air in just one tire. She needs air in all four tires.
So you're out there, what, another 30 minutes?
It felt like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I legit was probably outside for 10 minutes. And as I approached her vehicle, you're never going to believe what I did.
Can I guess what you did? Because I really feel like I know.
What?
You kind of scanned the car to make sure no one else was in it. See?
Maybe.
See? Uh-huh.
But you never know. It's kind of like, you know, just because somebody looks like they're unassuming doesn't mean they're unassuming because I remember that episode of the Andy Griffith Show where Barney was buying a car and he bought it from an old lady because he thought she was trustworthy and she was setting him up. She was. And then the car started breaking down, but he didn't think it was because she set him up. And I thought, what if she sets me up? And I go over there and they whack me. And it's all this kind of crazy stuff. And it's because I've seen too many of those forensic shows.
Okay. Well, you need to be aware, but not hyper aware.
But I did earn my way into heaven. She told me that. She said I did something very nice. And my wife, who was aggravated at me at that point when I left the house, I'm like, yeah. How about that?
You couldn't wait to tell her.
Earned my way into heaven.
Oh,
I just aired up the tires of four tires on a woman's car. So how about that?
Good for you.
It's
Congratulations.
19 degrees. It's 19 degrees outside. You don't even want to check the mail.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon. It's Kelly. It feels like about 9 outside.
It's really cold.
So it is very cold as you get going this morning. And I feel for anybody who has to stand outside today.
Yeah, I know. Like at the bus, the bus.
Because I remember being that kid, man.
Yes. You need earmuffs, a beanie, a scarf, a
cuddle
huge
buddy.
Jacket. Yes.
Just hold me. Just hold me. It's cold, please.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
So Gotcha Gossip on a big birthday that's happening today. Happy birthday, Justin Timberlake.
Nice.
Are you excited?
Yes.
What do you mean nice?
I love Justin Timberlake. Everyone does, Brandon.
That's as weird as something I would say about Jana Kramer, my new friend.
Okay, yes.
So Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel had big plans to go out and celebrate Justin's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It was date night.
Yeah.
Kids are at home, right? But as anybody who's had kids realizes, sometimes being a parent is exhausting. Mm-hmm. And Justin Timberlake went to Instagram last night and posted what was transpiring in their vehicle as they were being driven to date night.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Jessica's asleep in the car. He's filming her asleep.
Happy birthday to me.
Now she's awake.
Happy birthday.
It's preparing for our big night out.
It's actually really funny because you can tell she is out like a
lion. It's so relatable. I love it.
Anyway, you can watch the video. It's actually really cute. It's up this morning on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Gotcha Gossip on Jennifer Lopez. I promise that she is aging backwards. She is an alien. She is a vampire. Dude. I don't know what is happening, but she shared an update on the 9th day of her 10-day challenge. Now, that's a challenge that's been made popular by the 10-day detox diet.
Yeah.
But she looks absolutely incredible. It's impressive. She's in leggings, a beanie, and a brassiere. And she's also wearing a six-pack, Brandon.
Dude.
Yeah. So, of course, she's flooded with all these comments about how amazing she looks. But there were two comments that are very, very interesting. One of them, okay, maybe not that interesting, came from A-Rod, her boyfriend, right. Alex Rodriguez, who commented, "Lucky me."
Yeah.
Well, right after that is another blue check mark that commented. And it was ex-boyfriend Diddy.
Uh-oh.
Puff Daddy, Sean Combs,
yeah.
Right? So he says, well, I guess he wanted to share how impressed he was, and he put OMG.
Did he really?
Yes. And then he had like heart eye, the emoji that has the heart eyes?
Yeah.
He put that.
No, he did not.
Yes. So I wonder if that bothers A-Rod at all. So ladies, if you're needing any kind of motivation to go to the gym, check out J-Lo's picture today. It's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
I'm there now. It's giving me motivation as well.
I bet. Oh my God.
Gotcha Gossip on Ariana Grande. Evidently, she posted a picture of her new tattoo, and she thinks her tattoo says 7 rings. Well, evidently, you know, in the language that the tattoo is written in, what she has actually put on her body does not say 7 rings.
What does it say?
It says Shisharin, or something like that,
mm-hmm.
which translates to charcoal grill. So she went to somebody, trusted what they were telling her the tattoo said, and they had the wrong interpretation. Because sometimes those you know, in different languages,
the kanji and all that different kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's different and we don't know. And I remember when I got that on my side, people were like, "What if it doesn't say that?" And I'm like, "Well, then that's embarrassing.
You got to double, triple check on that stuff."
Yeah, so Ariana Grande, it looks like she has a tattoo on her body that says charcoal grill. She's since taken down the social media post. But of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We mentioned a few minutes ago that Ariana Grande has a tattoo that she accidentally got the wrong thing tattooed on her body. She thought it said 7 rings, and it's actually saying basically charcoal grill.
Maybe she should just write a song called Charcoal Grill.
It'd go number one right now.
I mean,
everything she touches seems like it goes to mm-hmm. number one. But Kelly was showing me her tattoo on her lower back.
I did not show you anything.
And it has a charcoal grill there as well. So.
An actual picture of a charcoal grill.
It was a Weber grill. So is that phase in her life where she was grilling out a lot, going to the lake?
Right. Just one of those things,
What do you call that lower back tattoo you have there?
I don't know, Brandon. What do you call it?
A lower back tattoo.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
A woman walked into a bank in Fall River, Massachusetts, wearing all black. She had on a black beanie, dark sunglasses, and this black fleece pullover. Well, she walks up to a teller, and she started writing a note on a piece of paper. But then instead of handing it to her, she ripped up the note and threw it in the garbage, and she walked out.
Okay.
Well, the employees there got a little suspicious, and they fished all of the pieces out of the trash can. And when they put them together, it said, "Give me the money."
What?
She was going to rob the bank.
No, she was. Well, she thought better of it.
Well, she had a change of heart. But yeah. The bank called the police, and they're looking for the woman. And even though she changed her mind, had a change of heart, she could still face attempted bank robbery charges.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so
but
don't
she didn't
do
try
that.
It.
But she thought it.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Speaking of being charged in jail time, what hired killer never goes to jail?
I don't know, Kelly. What hired killer never goes to jail?
The exterminator. You know, they kill all the bugs.
Yeah, I'm going to go outside and see if I can freeze.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Have you ever found somebody attractive that wasn't really attractive?
Probably, yeah.
Like, maybe they're not the best looking, mm-hmm. but there was something about them that was kind of attractive like that.
Yeah.
Well, Pete Davidson, who was dating Ariana Grande, has described himself in a film as ugly hot.
Okay.
So, basically, they're saying ugly hot is a thing now, and that people can be ugly but still be hot. Like, okay. They have ugly features, but there's something attractive about their ugly features.
Well, that's great news, right? For a lot of people.
I mean... I guess it is. But I don't know if I'd want that label.
Yeah, yeah, like, no.
I think I wouldn't want to know.
Yeah, I wouldn't like, want to know either.
Oh, I think.
Man, she's ugly hot.
Yeah, she's kind of hot, but in an ugly way.
Yeah.
But he kind of is owning it. He doesn't care.
That's what I like about him. He's owning it.
So there you go. Does that make him more attractive to you?
If he owns it, yes.
I need you to give me 5 people who are ugly hot.
Here we go. Number 1.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's one of those mornings, and I guess we've had a bunch of them now, where it feels like you can't warm up.
Yeah, I know.
Like even in the car, if you have a short commute,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't get warm. This studio where the heater's been on for 2 hours
yes,
now.
Yes, it's still, look, my hands are in my sweater right now.
Right. Like we have the heat on in the building and a heater in our studio,
yeah.
And it doesn't feel warm
You still have your jacket on.
Right, because yeah. It feels cold to mm-hmm. me. And then I'm looking at temperatures. My wife was reading the forecast because I believe she wants to be a meteorologist. She goes to the Region 8 storm team app
yeah,
or whatever,
yeah.
And she starts just reading it to me.
Hmm.
I think sometimes she just likes talking.
Maybe she should be in this business.
Because sometimes she just keeps on going. And then on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, and then on Thursday.
I think that you probably made her mad enough yesterday. Maybe you should say good things today.
She's a wonderful mother. She's my best friend. But she was all excited because there's going to be a day. I don't even know when it is. Maybe you know because you do the weather.
It's like Monday, like 70.
Yeah, right.
And me and my son were like, what is happening?
Right. So we have something to look forward to at least. We get through these couple of days. I don't even want to walk outside.
I know.
The dog doesn't want to go outside because we have one of those glass, what do you call those, storm doors or mm-hmm. whatever on our back porch too. And Ace, who typically wants to go outside, he's our German Shepherd. He wants to run around and all that stuff. He goes outside. I guess he does his business. And the next thing you know, you hear his nails coming down that glass
like,
door.
Like, let me in.
Yeah, like he even, you know, because some people say, oh, he's a German Shepherd. He's got a thick coat of hair. No, he doesn't care,
yeah,
man.
Right.
He wants to come in. It's so cold here, but it's even colder in other areas. Like, I've seen areas, and we talked about this a little bit the other day, but it's continued in what they're calling the polar vortex, where some areas are negative 50.
Gosh.
And there's actually been people who have passed away because of it getting so cold.
Mm.
They say in Pennsylvania, they're having what they call frost quakes, and essentially it's like an earthquake, but it happens because the ground freezes too quickly. In Chicago, they have trains that go mm-hmm. through Chicago. They've actually had to light the train tracks on fire to keep the snow and the ice out so the trains could continue to move.
I have a friend that lives in Chicago, and she posted a video. They were on a balcony, and they had a huge pitcher of water,
yep.
And they chunked it from the top, and it froze on the way down.
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that stuff mm-hmm. going on in the news as well, and of course, you know, forecasters in those areas are putting that stuff out there as well. They say some companies in Wisconsin have had to cancel beer deliveries because it's so cold they can't
wow.
get the beer out there. But it's really wild, the stuff that's happening. We think it's cold here, but it's much colder in other areas. We actually have a listener who was vacationing. Where were they? In the Dakotas or Minnesota?
I think so. In the Dakotas somewhere.
In that area, that Midwest area. And while they were there, they had our station on and they were listening to us while they were there so they could get a little piece of home, right?
Right, yeah.
And they were like, hey, you guys were talking about how cold it is in Arkansas and what it's like here. We're actually here.
Right.
And it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So if you think it's cold in Arkansas, it is colder elsewhere. Just know that.
And it's about to get warmer.
Yeah. So we can wait for that and enjoy that and maybe even go outside and swim coming up by the weekend.
Oh, wow. Arkansas.
I'm opening my pool.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
If you remember, there was a moment where many of us thought maybe Maren Morris was trying to announce the fact that she was pregnant.
Yes.
Well, now we know what happened and why it came out that way and why she regrets that Instagram post. Country music news on the way here in just about 3 minutes. After Maren's latest, it's Girl.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So back in November, Maren Morris was married and in Paris with her new husband, Ryan Hurd. And she was feeling romantic and happy and in love. And she posted a picture of themselves on Instagram with the caption, "Gonna have your babies."
Right.
Well, it didn't take long for her to regret that decision because, of course, to some fans, the post read like a pregnancy announcement.
That's what I thought, too. I'm like, oh, my gosh, she announced she's pregnant while she's on vacation.
Right. So in a recent interview, she kind of cleared the air, and she said that she had had a couple of drinks at a hotel bar. She was trying to be funny, and she said immediately everyone was like, is this your pregnancy announcement? She said she was like, oh, no, what have I done? I haven't thought this thing through. So she goes on to say that they would love to have kids and want to, but confirmed it's not happening anytime soon.
All right, there you go. Of course, Maren has that song, Girl. We love the song.
What you feel is natural, but I don't want to feel this anymore. Pick yourself up off the kitchen floor.
That's hers right there.
What you waiting for?
Speaking of big songs, Jimmy Allen had a really big hit last year with Best Shot.
Because when you smile, I see the sun sink down on a coast out in California. And there's no doubt because of you, I'm not the man.
That song right there was number one on my playlist for a couple of weeks. I love that song. Mm-hmm. He's talking about when he moved to Nashville. He moved in 2007 from Delaware, right? He gets to Nashville. People are telling him, hey, you're a little bit too pop to be country and you're too country to be pop. So he couldn't really figure out what his lane was going to be in music. So at one point for about 4 months, Jimmy Allen lived in his car. And then he got lucky and got a trailer. Now the problem with the trailer was the trailer didn't have electricity running to it. So he had to live in those elements as well. But all of a sudden, you know, he gets the right connections, ends up with the record deal, a number one song. But it wasn't an easy road for Jimmy Allen.
So people did a story on Kacey Musgraves, and they covered a lot of stuff. So one of the things that they asked her was, what was some advice that you'd give your younger self? And she went with these four words, stop tweezing your eyebrows. So, you know, we always go through those stages as we're growing up with certain beauty trends. On female musician that changed your life, this is really cool. I didn't know this. She said years ago, Katy Perry tweeted about her first single, Merry-Go-Round, and it brought this huge explosion of new listeners to her music. So she credits Katy Perry to a big following. And then when they asked her about, she has four Grammy nominations, and especially the one that she is excited about is the album of the year for Golden Hour, because it's such a personal album for her. She said it's more personal than anything she's ever released.
Yeah.
And then she went on to say that hard work pays off and that people want to connect with music that makes them feel something regardless of what genre it is. And that's what she feels like is her life purpose. So, Kacey Musgraves.
It's awesome for her. That's up on people.com too if you want to check out the full article. We always have this one. This legitimately has been a huge year for her. I can see her winning a Grammy.
Definitely.
Wouldn't that be great? I listened to that album more than any album all last year because I'm cool like that. And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Today's Thursday, Throwback Thursday. I have found a video that I have not seen in 24 years. It is myself, Dr. Tom Pritchard, and the gigolo Jimmy Del Rey, the Heavenly Bodies. 1995, me with bright white hair. which Kelly described as that looks like a wig.
I really thought it was a wig.
There's a black curtain behind us, so my hair is glowing.
Who's that girl that has the hair that hides her? Is it Sia?
Yes.
You look like Sia with long hair.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll take that as a compliment. That's going to be up on my Throwback Thursday on social media coming up here in just a few. So Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Brandon on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I mentioned my social media. My Throwback Thursday is going to go out in a few minutes. I saw a really sweet post on your social media.
Yeah, so you will never believe what happened to me yesterday. I was asked to prom.
That's awesome.
Now, I know I graduated from high school just a couple of years ago, so right. You would think that I'm too old, but right. I was asked to prom, and I'm extremely excited. But the prom I was asked to is called Night to Shine, and it's basically something that the Tim Tebow Foundation came up with for kids with special needs to be able to go and celebrate and have a prom and dress up. And there's all kinds of people that give money to that for dresses and tuxes and stuff that happens. But Fellowship Church here in Jonesboro puts it on. It's going to be the second year I've gone, and I'm going to get to go with the famous Clay Band. Yeah. And I did post his picture, one from last year, and then one from yesterday. He came to the karate school to ask me to go to the prom with him.
How awesome was that?
It was amazing. I hadn't seen him in several months, so it was a special treat.
Yeah, so when we were coming up there a lot, we got to kind of get to know their family too, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And I've heard so many people who were at the Night to Shine talk about just like how magical it is.
It's amazing.
For the people who get to go to it.
And the things that they do, they get to ride in a limo as many times as they want. They go around the church and ride in a limo. There is a paparazzi place to where when you get out of the limo, there's a red carpet. There's all these paparazzi, you know, so it's helpers and volunteers taking pictures. We get to take an actual prom picture. There's people there that are doing hair and makeup. Like, it's unbelievable what these kids get to do, and it's just I'm so glad to be a part of it, and I want to volunteer every year for the rest of my life. Like, it's awesome.
So how close is it?
It's February 8th.
Oh, so it's real close.
Yeah, so I've got to find a dress.
I was gonna say,
and he'll be all dressed up. Last year he got me a corsage. It's really sweet. So
I remember last year you had kind of like I would before I have to get dressed up for a formal. You had a little mini meltdown trying to figure out what you wanted to wear.
It's tough, yeah. It's prom, I mean. So, you know.
I mean, it's not every day that we get to go back to prom.
I know. That's so anyway, awesome. Very excited getting to go to Night to Shine with Clay Band.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon, it's Kelly. We have our Throwback Thursday stuff out. If you would like to go see me with my really long hair. It was really long. It was really blonde. My bangs were pretty much on point. Like Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah, your bangs were definitely on point.
Or you said I look like Sia the pop star.
You look just like Sia.
That's not...
Okay, maybe not just like her. But the hair, if you would have cut it at the shoulders, you have on a Sia wig. And you know it.
Yeah. And the great thing is I haven't seen this video in legitimately 24 years. Like, it was 1995. I can't tell if I was at the Mid-South Coliseum in Memphis or at the Louisville Gardens in Louisville. But, you know... It's pretty funny.
And
plus, I talk different there and all that.
Yes, you do talk differently.
So it's up on my social media, Brandon on KFIN on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. And then on Facebook, it's facebook.com/Brandon Baxter on the radio.
So I posted my throwback, and I think you kind of laughed at it, but it's back. It's basketball season. It's about to come to a close for high school. They're getting towards playoffs. And I decided to post a video of me playing basketball.
Right.
A long time ago.
And you actually made the shot, right?
I mean, the shot, but if you keep watching, I also fall.
Right.
Which is why I post it. Forget the shot. I fall.
Right.
So anyway, I'm on Instagram, Kelly on KFIN, and on Facebook, Kelly Brooke Perry.
I was reading, who was it that said, I think it was Joanna Gaines, it says that she gets major anxiety from posting on social media.
Really?
Right?
Yeah.
Because she overthinks it and stuff like that, and it becomes a fear for her. And there's also an article out today that was talking about the biggest fears that people have. And a lot of people think one of the biggest fears for people is public speaking.
Really?
Right. And I had that as a kid. Like, I did not want to speak in front of people.
Yeah.
I just kind of had to learn to get over that. But they said the number one fear among Americans is snakes.
Mm.
And I don't know if I have that fear.
I don't have a fear. Like, I respect them, and I don't want to, like, you know, have them as a cuddle buddy or anything, but I'm not scared of them.
But, like, here's what's scary about a snake. More so than just knowing a snake is there is not knowing it's there, and then it surprises you. But that could be the same thing for a cute little mouse, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like anything that darts out at me, or like Kelly would do, jumps out from behind a door.
Yeah, the scare.
Or something like that. The scare, factor. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean I'm necessarily as fearful of those snakes. Now, if I was out there in the desert, and here comes a copperhead or a rattler or something like that, I might be scared.
I think I'm way more scared of spiders than snakes. Mm-hmm. Like the bigger spiders.
But why?
I don't know, because I feel like they can dart and jump and stuff. And they're little and I don't know.
But a snake to me seems like it's a quicker strike.
Yeah, if it was in like, my house, it would, scare me.
I don't know if I'm scared of spiders like that or not. I guess they kind of give me a little, especially if they're the big furry ones.
Yes.
Like, ugh, those are creepy. Yeah. The number two fear is heights, which I have that too. That's why I don't like doing the roller coasters and all that stuff. Number three is going to the dentist. And you pointed because I had that fear and anxiety for so many
years. Are you the
years.
One that came up with this list? Because so far you've had all
stuff,
of them.
It's all the stuff I'm scared of. But I'm not scared of the dentist anymore.
Yeah, I know.
I found the right dentist. Mm-hmm. Shout out Joe Spades.
Yeah.
Confined spaces is another one that they talk about.
Like claustrophobic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not that much maybe in the elevator. We talked about that. Mm-hmm. I really am scared of everything. Needles. I avoided shots forever. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you the last time I had a tetanus shot. Can you?
Yeah. I mean, I've had it. Teachers have to have them, so.
I don't know if I've had one since I was a kid.
Man.
Is that bad?
You're probably all diseased up and stuff.
Oh, thank you very much. Other stuff on the list, clowns, public speaking, the dark, flying, birds.
Yeah.
I'm scared of everything. It's made me very uncomfortable reading this list. I've broke out in a sweat.
I can see that.
I am scared of the dark, though, too. I've always been scared of the dark.
Really?
Yeah. Like last night, I had to take the trash out.
Is that why when we're here really early in the morning and we're going somewhere and it's still dark, you always make me walk to the truck first?
You go first.
That's awful, Brandon.
Well, just in case. I got to watch out.
Let her get killed first.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'm the one that Janet Kramer loves. Even Kelly's son, Kurt, knows that that's the truth.
He was pretty impressed with that.
Yeah, so we've been celebrating Janet Kramer ever since she told me that she loved me on social media.
Literally every second since.
And my wife didn't think it was nearly as
your
amusing
poor wife.
As I thought it was.
Yeah.
Because her basic question was, who tells somebody they love them if they've never met?
I told Greg Kinnear that when I met him for the first time.
Yeah, you love them.
Yeah, it just like I think it just comes out.
Right, and you can't stop it. So it's like when you're drinking, and sometimes you're more honest in those moments. Oh. I think she was just more honest.
She was winding down, and yes. She's more honest.
So Janet Kramer.
I got the first kiss. She'll get the last. She's got the future.
So we talked about her on the after show. We did a full after show podcast about her, and we called my wife. And if you haven't heard it yet, the podcast is silly and it's goofy and all that stuff. But on the podcast, we discussed with my wife the idea that maybe that's still, even at the age of my mid-30s,
right.
It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it is.
And then we talked to my 9-year-old, and we said, hey, Kai, who's daddy's celebrity crush? And what did he say within seconds?
Janet Kramer.
And actually, overnight, I woke up, and I know you said you were looking for her to tweet back at us, right?
I was. I really was.
Well, she sent me back a song that she recorded for me.
Oh.
Love, how many times can a heart break? Love,
I'm surprised you didn't call or text immediately.
Well, you know, it's all about love. So.
Right. Yeah. That's really sweet.
If you haven't checked out our podcast, it's all kinds of silly most of the time. And we also put up the full show, too. So if you miss anything from the show, interviews or silliness or whatever.
It's an easy listen.
It's the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, on Google Play Music. Also, we have it up on our website, which is kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the Morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Justin Timberlake. Happy birthday, Justin. He is 38 today. So I know a lot of girls feel the same way.
We do.
Did you see that video from a local friend of ours who was down there like near the front row in Memphis?
I was so jealous of her.
And Justin Timberlake basically kneeled down.
Singing to her phone.
It was ridiculous.
I know. I was upset.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to talk to her about that, Miss Lindsay.
Yeah. So
what? Yeah.
We're going to book her for an interview so
just
you can
talk about that.
So you were standing close to Justin Timberlake?
Yes.
So last night, Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel were planning on the birthday celebration date night. I guess the kids had a sitter and they were going out. And Justin and Jessica are in the back seat of the vehicle. And like any mother who is tired from raising children, Jessica Biel falls asleep. So Justin goes to Instagram and decides to make a video of himself singing to himself. This is what it sounds like. He's whispering to himself. He's showing Jessica asleep in the car all the way out.
Happy birthday to me.
She just woke up.
Happy birthday.
I'm just preparing for our big night out.
Anyway, it's pretty cute. It's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Got your gossip on Jennifer Lopez. She looks amazing right now, and it's like every day she gets better and better and better. But she shared an update of her, I guess, herself on the 9th day of her 10th day challenge. Apparently, she's doing that challenge. It's been made really popular by the 10-day detox diet. Right. But she looks absolutely incredibly insane and awesome. But she's in leggings, a bra, and a beanie, and she's also wearing a six-pack. But she was flooded with comments about how beautiful and perfect she looked and all this kind of stuff. But there was two comments that were really interesting. One of them was from her boyfriend, A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, who commented, "Lucky me." Yeah. But then there was another comment from an ex-person, and it was Sean Combs, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy. He's gone by several different names. Puffy.
Yeah.
But anyway, he said, quote, OMG. And then he put those heart eye emoji, that emoji that has the heart eyes like bugging out.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I wonder if that's going to bother A-Rod or if he's just going to be like, hey, man, you know, I'm the lucky one now.
Yeah, you let that go.
So anyway, you can see it. It's up on our blog, the BBITM blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
Also, there's gossip out on Ariana Grande. Evidently, she was going out and her intention was to get a tattoo that basically says seven rings in like kanji or something like that. I'm not exactly sure what the script is called. But evidently, the person who gave her the tattoo didn't really research the exact way to do seven rings. And when these characters came together, essentially what her tattoo says is barbecue grill.
Stop.
So instead of seven rings, she has a tattoo on her body that says barbecue grill. That picture of the tattoo is now down, and we'll see if the tattoo is removed or what she does around that. But that's a pretty crazy story. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So back when I had hair, and I had a lot of hair, it was bangs, and it was long in the back, and it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what people are saying on my social media, laughing at me, pointing at me, saying OMG, I still believe for that time frame, I had good hair.
Keep telling yourself that, buddy.
Go to Brandon on KFIN on Instagram, Twitter. It's up there. Also, Brandon Baxter on the radio on Facebook. And I read a thing just a little bit ago that bangs are back. So I would have been so cool even in 2019.
Have, man, yeah.
Kim Kardashian has bangs again. Mm-hmm. Camila Cabello has bangs. Right. I'm thinking we're going to get Kelly some bangs coming up.
It hides wrinkles.
That's why I was going to get you some.
Oh, well, thanks.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We're talking about the biggest fears that we have as people. The number one fear for Americans is snakes.
Mm.
So we put up on social media, hey, what are you scared of? What's your biggest fear? And legitimately, I have like 10 of them, and I think they're all number one. So we were going to go through, I was going to have Kelly look at some of the responses we've had. What are people who listen to us and engage with us afraid of?
All right, Susie Roberts says, crickets. I can deal with snakes.
Crickets?
Imagine, man, you know when you get gas and there's all those grasshoppers, like when it's warm outside and there's those millions of grasshoppers everywhere flying around? I don't like that either.
Yeah.
Let's see. Natalie Underwood says, Easter Bunny?
The Easter Bunny?
Oh, yeah. Afraid of the Easter Bunny. The fear is known as leporophobia. Like it's an actual thing.
Really?
Wow.
I've never heard of that.
Let's see, losing my loved ones, of course, and spiders. Jacob says spiders. Another one says, Lisa says snakes. So snakes are a big thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's some crazy ones, like the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
And people who say clowns, I don't get what's so scary about clowns.
Yeah, but you haven't seen that movie, though, have you?
It?
Yes.
No. Would I be scared of clowns?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It would make you think about it a lot more.
What's your number one?
I don't even know. It'd be something probably happening to my family, but as far as like, it'd probably be spiders.
They'd make you the most nervous.
Yeah, like I'm just not a spider, yeah.
It's up right now on Facebook, facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I want to give you some advice for the workplace, Kelly, and any female who might happen to hear this either on the radio or on the podcast or the stream or whatever. If you're looking to get a raise and you're looking to get promoted within a company, one of the key ways to do that is to wear a skirt.
Really? Why does that not surprise me?
Well, I'm just saying, and I'm just trying to help out, but they say a new study finds that women who wear skirts that might be a little bit shorter are more likely to get promoted in the workplace.
There's so many things wrong with that.
And especially if it comes down to where skills are going to be equal. Who has a shorter skirt? When's the last time you put on a skirt?
Oh my gosh. A dress, probably this time last year when we went to charity ball.
But outside of that, something shorter, like above the knees.
Never.
Never?
Yeah.
Even in college? College Kelly didn't wear that?
Nope.
And so I'm trying to picture my wife, because of course we did the charity ball stuff too, and they're real long flowy dresses. My wife isn't a dress girl.
Me either.
But then are people even wearing dresses anymore? Like those
Yeah. Those I think it kind of depends on what your profession is and kind of what you do. But yeah, there's a lot of girls that wear dresses. I'm not one of them though.
So what would the profession be for a dress? Like a skirt? Because what I'm thinking is more of those, you know, not like, you know, maid looking stuff, but I'm talking about, this is getting weird, isn't it? But I'm talking about the ones that come down around the knees. Who wears those? Like do salespeople wear those when they go out?
Maybe not. No, it seems like it's more streamlined than that.
Like more of the
professional, not saying that those, the flowy ones aren't professional, but more, I don't know, just straighter and more like, fitted. And
yeah, it's wild.
Yeah.
If you want to get promoted at work, if you want to get ahead, you need to wear a skirt to work, Kelly.
Oh my goodness.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Back in November, love was in the air. Maren Morris had just married her longtime boyfriend, Ryan Hurd, and she was feeling in love and maybe had had a few little drinks, and she posted on Instagram a picture of them, and it said, "Gonna have your babies."
Hey now.
Well, it didn't take long for her to regret making the post because, of course, fans went crazy thinking it was a birth or a pregnancy announcement. So in a recent interview, she was asked about it, and she said she had had a couple of drinks at the hotel bar, and she was trying to be funny. And then immediately after she posted it and started getting some comments, she was like, "Oh my gosh, I didn't think this through." Yeah. She went on to say that they want to have kids one day, but it's not happening anytime soon.
And, of course, Maren has her new song out right now that's a big hit. It's called Girl.
What you feel is natural, but I don't want to feel this anymore. Pick yourself up off the kitchen floor. What you waiting for, girl? Won't you stop your pride? I know that.
Again, that's Maren Morris and Girl. Hey, speaking of big hits, Jimmy Allen had a huge hit last year.
Because when you smile, I see the sun sink down on the coast out in California.
His song, Best Shot, his first number one single. So Jimmy's talking about when he moved to Nashville. It was back in 2007, so he's been there for a while. And it was rough when he first got to Nashville. So rough that when he got there, he had to live in his car for 4 months while he was trying to make it. And people were telling him, "Hey, Jimmy, you're a little bit too pop to be country. You're too country to be pop." And he was trying to figure out what his lane was going to be to make it in music. And it took him a while to get there. So he went from living in his car to living in a trailer. The problem with the trailer was the trailer had no electricity. Ugh. So it was a tough jump, a tough start for Jimmy Allen. But look where he is now, a number one single late last year with Best Shot.
People Magazine did a story on Kacey Musgraves, and they covered a ton of stuff. They asked her what advice she'd be giving, or she would give her younger self back in the day. And she said four words: stop tweezing your eyebrows. It's pretty funny. They asked her about what female musician has changed your life. And she said Katy Perry, because years ago, Katy tweeted about her first single, Merry-Go-Round, and she ended up getting tons of followers and attention for that. And then when they asked her about Grammy nominations, did you know she's nominated for 4 Grammys?
That's awesome.
So including Album of the Year for Golden Hour, and she loves that because the record, she says, is extremely personal to her, more personal than anything she's ever made. And she goes on to say hard work pays off, and she's finally kind of reaping some of that.
I think that's awesome for her. And if you can't remember what Merry-Go-Round sounds like, this is the one that Katy Perry was tweeting about.
Mama's hooked on Mary Kay, bro. brother's hooked on Mary Jane, and daddy's hooked on Mary two doors down. Mary, Mary, quack and Sherry, we get bored so we get married.
It's Kacey Musgraves in a huge year as she heads into the Grammys. Chris Stapleton's on the way. Kenny Chesney's coming up with some K-Fine heritage. And that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
All right, we have The Rock's The Titan Games, kind of like that gladiator show.
Yep.
Lip sync battle. It's going to be between Brooklyn Decker and Andy Roddick. They're actually married in real life. Will and Grace returns tonight from its winter break. Watch What Happens Live on Bravo is going to have Christina Aguilera. Tonight's schedule also includes Gotham, Grey's Anatomy, The Orville, A Million Little Things, and SWAT.
All right, hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.